I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, no injuries were reported after a fire destroyed a farm tractor Monday afternoon southwest of Atlantic. The call about the fire at 60435 585th Street came in at around 4 p.m. Atlantic Fire responded to the scene and found a John Deere 7520 tractor fully engulfed in flames. The tractor is owned by Bill Pellet of Atlantic. Pellet told KJAN News Brett Pellet was cleaning out a grain bin with a vacuum auger attachment on the rear of the tractor in preparation for the fall harvest when flames erupted from the front end of the tractor. Pellet says he thinks an electrical problem may be to blame for that blaze. You can view a picture of that burned out tractor on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the news tab. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The Atlantic Board of Education will meet the new Atlantic Middle School principal tonight during a scheduled work session at the high school. Cameron Smith was hired by the board April the 12th. He comes to Atlantic from the Garner Hayfield School District, where he served as the K through 8th grade principal and athletic director. Cam will succeed AMS principal Todd Rocker, who had announced earlier that he would be retiring from the district at the end of this month. In other business, the school board will move into a closed session for an annual evaluation of their superintendent. Their work session begins at 7:30 in the Atlantic High School Media Center. The superintendent of the Lewis Central Community School District says past issues with the Iowa Association of School Boards, or IASB, along with the organization's financial stability and credibility, have prompted the district's board to end its membership with the group. Superintendent Mark Schwier told the Omaha World-Herald the board voted unanimously Monday to end its involvement with the IASB. Schwier said questions concerning the necessity of memberships in both the IASB and the Iowa School Finance Information Service also played into the school board's decision. An IASB audit last year showed thousands of dollars spent on trips, restaurants, and salaries. Renewal of the IASB membership would have cost the district nearly $8,000. Lewis Central remains a member of the Iowa School Finance Information Services. The Iowa Transportation Department says Missouri River flooding has forced more road closures, including a highway bridge into Nebraska. Iowa Highway 175 has been closed from Interstate 29 at Onawa west across the river to Decatur, Nebraska. Flooding has eroded the river bank along the bridge's east abutment. The department says U.S. Highway 30 will be closed between Missouri Valley and Blair, Nebraska, beginning tomorrow morning. The workers will be installing a flood control barrier on the south side of the highway. It's hoped that work will be finished within 48 hours. The DOT also says northbound I-29 will remain closed through the end of the work week between exit 105 near Blanco and exit 112 near Onawa as flood barriers are erected. That work is continuing as well on the southbound lanes. President Barack Obama has issued a federal disaster declaration for six southwestern Iowa counties, which have been hit by severe flooding. Obama approved the declaration on Monday for the counties of Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont. It will allow the federal government to pick up roughly 80% of the costs of damage to public facilities due to flooding. Senator Tom Harkin says the declaration comes just in the nick of time and will bring an urgent financial shot in the arm to recovery efforts. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad had requested a federal disaster declaration. Branstad had said he planned to press Obama on the issue during the president's visit to Bettendorf on Tuesday today. Well, three more shelters are now open around the clock in Iowa and Nebraska along the flooding Missouri River. Those shelters are located in Malvern and Missouri Valley in Iowa and Peru, Nebraska. Danelle Schlegelmilch is spokeswoman for the Heartland chapter of the American Red Cross. Despite so many people already being evacuated, Schlegelmilch says the shelter's cots aren't yet very full.
Such generous people open up, you know, their homes and to neighbors and friends. So just a reminder, you can go there for information, for a hot meal, for referrals, minor first aid, and you know, just to have a shoulder to lean on. We have trained mental health professionals who are here to help you emotionally and not only just physically.
Schlegelmilch says the shelter in Missouri Valley is already putting up people for overnight stays.
A lot of those folks, we were moving from the Fort Calhoun shelter just to accommodate them a little bit better. So that's another thing I wanted to remind people, is that if you have a need and you need somewhere to go, you don't have to just go to the shelter in your town. You're welcome to come to any of these shelters if you're affected by the flooding.
Council Bluffs is under Alert 1 status, meaning there is a possibility of evacuations. Schlegelmilch says there likely will be multiple shelters set up within Council Bluffs if that order comes.
The first thing people are going to do when they get that alert that it's time to evacuate is that they need to go to the Iowa Western Community College. That's where the reception site will be set up. So we're going to have everybody go there because that's out of the danger zone. And then from there, they're going to tell people where the closest shelters are from to divide people up, so we don't have every single person show up at one shelter, because we do have, with each shelter, there's capacities and fire codes.
The Red Cross says those needing a shelter are asked to bring any prescriptions and emergency medications, food for special diets, identification to show residents in the affected areas, and supplies for children and infants, including diapers, formula, toys, and baby food. They're asked to bring extra clothing, pillows, blankets, and their own hygiene supplies. Due to public health regulations, pets are not permitted in those shelters unless they are service animals. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Checking our funeral announcements this morning, 80-year-old Bob Stoll Jr. of Orient died Thursday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Stoll Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 87-year-old Wendell A. Larson of Elkhorn died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Wendell Larson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 54-year-old Michael G. Finken of Apple Valley, Minnesota, died June 22nd. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Finken will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. The White Funeral Home in Apple Valley has arrangements. 86-year-old Norman Woltman of Avoca died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Norman Woltman will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And 75-year-old Paul Wehlert of Exira died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Wehlert will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.